What is it that El Chapo is facing? What exactly are these charges? I know a lot of prosecutors want to get at him in the United States. So what is it that this trial focuses in on?
It really focuses on his 3 decades at the head of the Sinaloa cartel. And the charges specifically include drug trafficking and money laundering, bribery. Within the scope of those charges are also murders, as many as 33 of them that federal prosecutors in Brooklyn say they can tie El Chapo to, although the judge recently told prosecutors to pick and choose the best ones because otherwise the trial would go on far too long.
He's managed to escape prison before. The cartel obviously has a history of violence. What kind of security measures need to be made? And, you know, they've obviously got to protect not only him, but witnesses, the judge, jurors, perhaps even reporters.
The reporters mainly are going to be kept out of the room and watching the proceedings from a side courtroom. The jury is going to remain anonymous. And for jury selection, there's only a pool reporter or two allowed in the room. Everybody else has to stay away, so there's no chance of an identity leaking. Witnesses have been put into protective custody in order to make sure they not only show up, but also to make sure they are safe. And El Chapo himself gets driven across the Brooklyn Bridge, which is closed when he comes across from his prison in Manhattan to the courthouse in Brooklyn, which has really turned into a fortress with barriers and federal agents heavily armed all around. They're really taking no chances because they know the ruthlessness. That's part of this case. The brutality, along with bribery and billions in profits that sustain the cartel for so long.
Do we have any idea how long this trial is going to last and how long it will take to seat a jury?
It's going to be several weeks once it gets underway, and the defense has complained about the sheer volume of evidence that prosecutors say they have against him and what they intend to present once jury selection is over. And the judge has sought to limit some of the scope of the trial to keep it really focused on the drug smuggling and the trafficking. But the judge doesn't want this to be a murder trial that also happens to involve drugs. So he's trying to keep the testimony focused. Some of the witnesses may testify from behind a curtain. Jurors will not necessarily see them, but El Chapo will undoubtedly know that he has been betrayed based on the witness list that we've seen. Some of his former lieutenants and deputies are going to testify against him, along with some of his former rivals.
Even while he is in custody, I suppose, it seems as though the cartel still moves on.
That's been one of the confounding things here, Ryan, that the cartel's activities have not diminished, even since El Chapo has been in American custody. Remember, he escaped twice from Mexican authorities before he was moved on the last day of the Obama administration into American custody. There were a number of jurisdictions that wanted him. Ultimately, it was decided he would get put on trial in the Eastern District of New York in Brooklyn. But there's no shortage of cases against him, of people who would like to see him locked up. It's thought that Guzman's Sinaloa cartel is responsible for as much as 90% of the cocaine and heroin used in the United States. It's an incredible volume of drugs smuggled in from Mexico using an elaborate series of tunnels. And he was known as someone who could just get it done, paying for protection and for freedom to operate, and bribing whoever he needed to, killing whoever he needed to, and all of that is going to unfold in this particular trial, even as drugs are still flowing into the United States. And that's one of the confounding things that frustrates federal agents who would like it to stop.
Yeah, we know that that arm has reached deep into Chicago and may be one of the key contributors to the violence and the gangs and drugs that we have here. So ABC's Aaron Katursky, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ryan.